Let's get Joe Davidson in here, the legend from the Sacramento Bee. Joe Davidson, what's happening, baby?
Damian, Kenny, what's going on, brothers?
What's up, Joe D?
We miss seeing your smiling face on camera.
Well, you know, it's what they say about radio. I got a face for radio. we could just do it with this way. But no, it's always good because I'm always cutting up on what you guys are wearing or what you're not wearing. I mean, the time that Kenny showed up shirtless was just outrageous. But I get it.
It's wild.
Yo, this guy.
It's wild.
He stands up thinking that he's, you know, nobody's watching and he's flexing. It was just outrageous. Look at the laugh guilt right there.
Joe, how big of a ball hog? How big of a ball hog was KC at McClatchy?
Well, it wasn't so much him being a ball hog for the McClatchy Lions back in the day. He was argumentative, combative.
Sportsman. Well,
and his mother once told him to tone it down, and he said, "You sit, mother," and she didn't sit. She had her arms crossed and said, "We need to talk." And he cleaned up his act. He became a sportsman after that. Darndest thing I've ever seen.
I believe that whole story until the part where you say he told Cheryl to sit, because if he had done that, Cheryl would have walked out of the stands and whooped his ass right there on the floor.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Dame. You have witnessed watching a game with my mother. And what did you say when you said that? About me and her.
Oh, you guys are one in the same. Yeah, you guys are one in the same.
She
might be worse.
Level. Yeah,
might be worse than you. And you're a lot. She might be worse.
No, but to answer your question, he was a terrific ball player, played in college. And I know Kenny still keeps an eye on the McClatchy Lions, and the McClatchy Lions girls are a powerhouse in Division I in the Sac Joaquin section basketball race. They play tonight against Antelope, and they have a baller. Nina Kane is a 6'1" forward with guard skills, 4-year starter, Sacramento Bee Player of the Year last season, could win it again, going to the Washington Huskies. So there's some star power there. Folsom's the top seed with all kinds of star power there. So worth a watch. The girls are tonight. Tomorrow night is the quarterfinals for boys, with good games all over. So this is a good time of year, man. And I know a lot of people love the NBA. And I know there's a lot of basketball fans who are a little tired of the spread the floor and bomb up 53s. You don't see that in high school. You've got to set screens. You got to do backdoor plays. You've got to share the ball, move the ball. It's a real purity that I find really refreshing.
Yeah, man, it's such a refreshing, feels like pure way of watching basketball. I went to the game last night. I don't know if you heard, Joe. I was at Franklin and Oak Ridge, man, and you know, seeing these young men, compete for playoff glory, and then the agony of seeing some of those guys, when they lose, like this their last high school game. There's something pure about the playoffs, man, and intense. And a lot of the times, like I don't know any of these kids, but I'm tapped in. I want to watch. Obviously, last night I knew my man Aiden Rollins, who had a fantastic game. But a lot of times I watch a lot of these games. I don't know any of these kids, but you can feel the emotion out there on the court about what they're going through.
Well, and Aiden Rawlings is an interesting story. He's Franklin of Elk Grove Unified School District. He's a junior, 6'3". He's a dunker. He's a shooter. He's a leader. Plays in honor of his father, who died a couple of years ago. Was a good player in college. So you're inspired by that. Caleb Edwards, I know you saw him play last night, Kenny. He was a big 6'8"
man-child.
Looks the part in basketball. He's a 5-star recruit as a tight end for the Oak Ridge Trojans of El Dorado Hills. Is going to Alabama on a scholarship. Could be an NBA player. I just posted a story 10 minutes ago on SacB.com about how refreshing it is that our area's best football player, Ryder Lyons, the 5-star quarterback for Folsom, rated the second best quarterback prospect in America. So how good is he in basketball? He's a banger in basketball. If it was an adult league, he'd be a ringer. He goes out there and muscles people. He takes on 6-7 guys in the paint. He'll sneak behind you and get a steal. He's on the floor making, grabbing rebounds. And, why are you playing basketball? You could just be sorting through all your recruiting mail in football. He plays because he loves his school and his teammates and his community, and he loves to compete. And he said, it's kind of refreshing and humbling where I'm not the star in basketball. But it just shows that man, play everything you can. Do everything you can. So I applaud that kid, and he plays basketball the right way. He stands out in football for all of his magical ability, and I think he's going to be an NFL guy someday. 6'4", 6'3", 225, a truck. He's only a junior. And you wouldn't notice him in the warm-up lines in basketball, but you would notice his grit and effort and all the bruises he leaves on the opponent. So that's the Folsom Bulldogs in basketball, the number three seed. They'll play host to Vanden of Fairfield tomorrow night. And I just love guys who multi-sport. Man, if you got a chance, play as many sports as you can while you can, because you're not going to be able to play more than one in college. Yeah. You know, reality hits real quick.
Yep. Who's the best player in the city, Joe?
Oh, that's a good question. We ran a B Player of the Year voting poll, vote, vote, vote. And we have all kinds of guys. Mark Lavinov is a 6'7", 6'8", big man with skills at Rockland, the Rockland Thunder of Placer County. He's a commit to Sacramento State. He could hit threes. He's a terrific inside player, so there's a possibility. There's a guy, Rashawn Engelman, a senior guard for Monterey Trail of the Oak Grove Unified. Not the biggest guy, but fast, relentless, tireless point guard. Kenny, you know, you got to have point guard play in all levels of playoffs. There's a guy of note, Chase Rollins of Folsom, is a 6'5" guard, very skilled. There's just so many more. Asher Schroeder is a 6'5" point guard for the Jesuit Marauders. They're a high seed in Division II. Jalen Valdez, another 6'4" point guard, plays for Destiny Christian, formerly Capital Christian. That's the top seed in Division II. And I saw a kid last night from the city school, the Sacramento Dragons, Sir Marius Jones.
I'm looking at that article right now, Joe.
I mean, I came up with a headline. Mike McGall, my editor, comes up with much better headlines, but we stuck with this one. I said, yes, sir. Sir Marius Jones has the winner. He is a man, 6'4", going to UC Irvine, really steady, led the Dragons of Oak Park to section championships in Division III the last 2 years. Now they're in Division II, and they play at Rockland and Mark Lavinoff. So all kinds of guys. And you know what I usually do? I let the playoffs decide it.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
And, you know, the playoffs are the real season, and so we don't have a clear-cut guy. And then Sincere Hudson as the point guard for Intercom, which is our B-ranked number one team. They're the number two seed in Division I. That school is located by Arco Arena and then the Thomas area. So all kinds of guys, all kinds of possibilities. And the section's leading scorer is a Division V kid from Yolo County at Woodland Christian, Romello Bruhn, B-R-U-H-N, 32 points a game, 6'3". He'll probably transfer to a larger school next year. So we got star power, small schools, medium schools, and the largest enrollment schools. I think it's great. It's been a really good year, and we're just heating up with the playoffs now.
I might have missed my window for kids. I probably did, but, you know, well, stuff happens.
Al Pacino.
You never know. Like, if one slips through the goalie, I might go Sir Marius for my son. Like, that is a 10 out of 10 name.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir Marius.
No pressure. You know, hey, we're going to name you Sir Marius. Sir Marius, so do something with your life.
Oh, yeah. No.
Special student athlete.
Yeah, your name forces you to be a star your field.
Yeah, like the coldest.
That's exactly right.
The coldest, that's
and
right.
He had a steal late in the game and a deciding free throw to beat Rio Americano in a Division II opener. And it's like, that guy's the difference maker. That's what your top players do. And kudos to him. And Sac High is not the same big enrollment school that Kenny Caraway remembered back in the Metro League years ago. It's probably down to 400 kids. They don't have a school district. They're a charter school. Kevin Johnson helped put that in some 20 years ago to help save the school from buckling under academically. Still good in football. Still good in basketball. Still good in girls basketball. But not the 2,000 students or the 1,500 or even 1,000. So about 400 or 500. Good academic standing. With a lot of those kids, and, you know, kids go to the Ivy League, and it's just a shame that the football field is so beaten down and dilapidated. and that's Sacramento's oldest school. So it's the oldest school west of the Mississippi. So it's a shame, but they could certainly do good things in sports, no doubt.
Yeah. Hey, Joe D, before we let you go, I got to tap in with the ladies as well. And is my girl Nina Kane, is she the best player on the ladies' side in the city?
I think so. And she was our player of the year last season and hasn't done anything to lose that. There's Ava Rollins of Folsom, who missed 2 years with knee injuries. Her twin brother is Chase Rollins, the B player of the year candidate for the Folsom boys. And those siblings know. They both like to win that. Wouldn't that be cool? We've never had twins win that. So, but yes. And, and Nina Kane is refreshing because she's got all the skill in the world, works hard, plays fundamentally sound, good basketball, has got a flair for the dramatic, and is never pleased. I should have boxed out better. I missed that free throw in the third quarter, and our coaches have to come up and say, Nina, we won by 10. We're moving on, and you did great. But she's driven and 4.3 GPA, student, grade point average. So, and then the Colfax girls have some player of the year candidates. Division III, small school up in Placer County, the only school in the Sacramento area in each of the past 2 years, boys or girls, to make it to the state finals at Golden One. That's remarkable because we get all these teams and then they just thin out. They can't all survive, certainly. I can't implore people enough, guys, to go out and watch some high school basketball. It's good stuff. Games start at 7. There's no senior night. There's no junior varsity game. You'll be back in your car heading home before curfew by 8:45.
Hey, Joe, you know what's real cool before we let you go? Sometimes, just because of the schedule that I keep and everything else like that, I'll go to the gym at about 5 a.m., on a couple of mornings. And I take my son with me so we can go in there, get some work in and all this other stuff. And numerous times, I get there at 5 a.m., you know who's already in there? Nina Kane.
Wow.
Every time.
That's driven. Yeah. That's Ryder Lions of Folsom type. Mm-hmm. That's those are kids who are achievers. And where does it come from? I think it's from good parenting. And she's got siblings and uncles and fathers who were good athletes. And so she embraces that. Had a grandfather, great-grandparents who did good things. And that is really really cool to say. I didn't know what you were going to say. I didn't know if you said you went there and people were asking for autographs. Or
well, that happens.
That's not true. People don't even know who I am when I go in there.
That happens. That happens everywhere he goes. This man gets chased down in parking lots.
This is not true.
It's not?
Well, when did that happen?
I'm sorry. Didn't Jasmine tell a story about how you guys went to dinner?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I wouldn't say I got chased down.
No, that's not what
I
heard.
He was parking the car. He saw me. He said, what's up, Casey?
Well, the only one who's chased down Kenny Caraway was his mother with her arms crossed so she could flog him for not being better.
That's facts.
Your mom gets all kinds of airtime when I come on the air.
She loves it.
I remember quoting her all those years ago when I quoted you in a B story, and so that's great. She's the big star.
Yeah, she got the feature in the story instead of me. I was secondary.
Joe got, yeah, sources close to the McClatchy line say this Kenny Caraway is an obnoxious brat. The sources are Cheryl and Elk Grove.
That's exactly. The arms crossed Cheryl and Elk Grove.
Who never met a referee she likes.
Or a coach.
That's exactly right.
Joe, we appreciate you, man. Thanks as always, my friend.
Always, guys. Always. We'll talk soon. And Kenny, let's get out there at 5 a.m. day.
There you go. Every day.
I'm working on that. After I get about 2-3 weeks, I do it 2 times a week. Then 3-4 weeks, 3 times. And then eventually I'll get to every day.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Can't shock the body.
Thanks, Joe. Oh, yes, you can. Just set the alarm. Thanks, Joe.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.